Okay, here we go. Welcome back, folks, to the second hour of Fearless Radio. My name is Steve Shank, and I have Mary from Hallelujah Acres on with me today. And I'm just really excited about getting some of the information out that that she has for us. I was just I had just turned things over to her after saying that when we go on a cleanse, I'm a little bit into the health and nutrition stuff, less than I should be. But when we've gone on cleanses, we lose taste for the things that we think we can't get along without, like potato chips and sugar and white flour. Why is that, Mary?
Because our body has cleaned itself out of those food residues that really were not healthy to begin with. We had been taught they were good for us by well-meaning parents or people in the advertising industry, by teachers in school or whomever. But when we personally found out that these processed foods and the animal-based products are actually not assimilable by the body, the body can't digest them, doesn't recognize them, doesn't call them food. So they end up building up in the body as toxic poisons, toxic wastes. And sad to say, most people here in America are walking around as toxic waste dumps. And they end up becoming ill. They get aches and pains. They begin to show diabetes or heart disease or kidney failure, MS, you name it, a host of physical problems that end up being emotional and mental problems simply because they have eaten a diet. And
well, let me just interrupt one interesting thing.
Yeah.
If you, those of you who, as I can, look down as you're sitting in your chair and you don't see your belt buckle because of the bulge around there, you know, when you walk around, some of the old boys out here in the West that have frequented a tavern from time refer to that as a beer gut. In most cases, folks, that's a distended colon.
Yes.
And just as a reference, when John Wayne died, I think did an autopsy of sorts and
yes.
discovered about 40 pounds of fecal matter in his gut that he was, talk about a toxic waste dump. Love John
yes.
Wayne. But, boy, I tell you what, that stuff is nasty.
Well, and, he actually didn't die of a heart attack. He died of a dirty colon. And it pressed up against his heart, and his heart couldn't take it, and so he succumbed and he died.
And interesting.
This is the way many people die because they don't understand the mechanism called this wonderful body that Yah made. And he made it in a certain way and designed it to run on a certain fuel. And when we have turned as a society and as the body of Messiah away from his law back in the garden where he said we were to eat of the seed-bearing fruit of the tree and a seed-bearing herb of the field for our food, a plant-based diet, then we have taken on the world's diseases. Most of these problems that people are suffering physically, emotionally, and even mentally are the result of poor diet. And it goes to show you that when you change your diet to live food, the body begins to heal itself. It goes into an automatic cleansing process. It sorts out the poisons in there and it flushes them out. And it begins to rebuild the cells, because if you don't feed your body the right food, those cells can't duplicate properly, and they mutate and cause cancer.
All righty, after this next break, we're going to get into how to, folks. We ain't just going to tell you what's going on, but we're going to tell you how to do it. See you then. Bye-bye.
Our are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. The website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got them in credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75, $150, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strat costs you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, folks. This is Fearless Radio. My name is Steve Shank. And we have me from Hallelujah Acres, and you need to know this. The name of her ministry is The Living Way. And Mary, before we get back into this thing, would you give folks a phone number and a website so they can contact you directly and don't have to put up with me in the process?
Yes, Steve. They could call our ministry at 207-873-7404. That's 207-873-7404. We do have a website at www.liv.org. That's liv.org.
Very good. Okay, now, we were talking earlier about when we do a cleanse and we get the toxicity from the foods out of our systems, all of a sudden our tastes change and we gravitate toward the diets that are best for us. And we know that children who are not completely polluted yet, that have had decent diets at home, if given an opportunity to select food on a buffet or whatever, will oftentimes select what's really good for them, but the parents don't. Let's
Absolutely.
Talk about withdrawal.
Yeah.
Talk to me about withdrawal, Mary.
Well, depending upon how badly one has abused his body, you know, whether through junk foods or pharmaceuticals or even hard drugs, the body will go through a period of cleansing and detoxing that can be a bit rough, meaning you can have headaches, nausea, you can feel like the cold is coming on or flu, you can have rashes. All kinds of things can happen because your body is busy getting rid of those poisons. And the skin is the largest elimination organ of the body. So many times, you know, you might put in a rash and that could last for a few days, a couple weeks or whatever. But it's possible that you will go through some kind of discomfort. But the more cleansing you do, cleaning that inside of your body, you will find that your body, as you just mentioned, is going to hunger for those foods that are good for it. And it's amazing. You're going to develop a real hunger for live, raw, fresh fruits, vegetables, seeds, nuts, and whole grains, those pure whole foods that our Heavenly Father custom made for us and told us to eat way back in the beginning. So in other words, we're just now rediscovering what we should have learned way back then. But praise Yah, He is merciful. He's seen us in our times of extremity, and now He's ready to heal us with His diet, the live food, so that we can see cancer disappear. We can see heart disease disappear. All of these serious problems, because there's no way on the standard diet that people are going to find their way through this mirage and morass of sickness in order to realize the kingdom come in this day. Live food is what is going to bring us through the hard days. And that's why we're so glad that you are carrying sprouts in your foods that you're selling. This is the life force in the seed that we all need. That's our protein. We don't need the meat. Plant-based protein is what we were meant to eat in the beginning. And believe it or not, the body's need for protein is about 2%.
Interesting. And let me add something to this, folks. You know, we're talking about Fearless Radio here. Here's an interesting concept. Think about this. The foods that are being manipulated for our health, the pharmaceuticals, one of the things we came up with on Fearless Radio some time ago, about a month ago, was that Dow Chemical is petitioning the FDA and the Environmental Protection Agency to be able to spray fluoride on all of our food. And this food is not what we're talking about. Oddly enough, if you're eating raw, fresh stuff, you're not going to give them the chance to be able to contaminate the foods. The processed foods that have all of the stuff in them that are causing the high profit margins of the pharmaceutical industry to go even higher are part of the manipulated foodstuffs that will keep this country ill. And so the main thing that we need to do is listen very carefully. Now, I know that on Fearless Radio, and Mary's now doing it too, we refer to spirituality, we refer to God, and I know that there are some atheists out there, too, and I've got a little story about that. There was an atheist swimming around out in the ocean, happy as a hog in a peach orchard, on a nice, beautiful, sunny day, and all of a sudden he looked behind him, and there was a shark coming up, just hell-mell up, and it started to open his mouth, and he started swimming like crazy. At one point in time, he discovered that he was not going to make it to shore. So he looked up into the heavens and he said, God, I know that you know I don't believe in you, but please make that shark a Christian. And all of a sudden, the waves stopped waving and the sun stopped moving across the heavens and the clouds froze still in white. And there was this voice out of heaven that said, it is done. And then the old atheist looked around and he said, my gosh, maybe it worked because everything has stopped. But then all of a sudden everything started again. And the shark continued to edge up on him. He got scared again. And then all of a sudden the shark stopped, backed off, and the guy stopped swimming. He looked around and said, oh, wow, it worked. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But he noticed that the shark was bowing his head. And the shark bowed his head, and he said, "Oh God, I thank thee for this bounty of which I am about to receive." So the point is, whether you believe as we believe or not, these principles, they are true no matter what your belief is. The health that we are able to get from what Mary is talking about is true and real, and it is of God, but you can believe however you want to. It'll still work for you. It's okay. Mary,
yes.
What I'd like to do now is I would like to do something about me and my family, and I would like to have the other families out there, the individuals that are listening, and that will eventually listen on streaming on the Internet. We're going to start a diet, and I'm going to have you track us for the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Wonderful.
And start us out. And I want you to give me your prescription. I am eating normal as an American right now. And I'd like to have you give me the counsel and tell me what to do to start. Do I need to go on a cleanse? What do I do tomorrow morning when I get up? And what do the listeners who would like to participate in this and get started, get themselves cleansed, and start to make that transition toxicity over? And we will report my results, and this is a heck of a commitment on my part.
My, yes, wonderful.
But when start something that needs to be done? You wait until you're ready. You guys don't want me to go through what old Zig Ziglar used to talk of getting cooked in a squat, but the fact is that we either start now or we forget it. I keep telling these people they got to get prepared, so start preparing me. What do I do first?
Well, first of all, you're going to do yourself a great favor. If you have a juicer, to begin making yourself freshly extracted vegetable juices with carrot and celery, parsley, beets, whatever is readily available. If you can't afford a high-powered juicer, then get one of these centrifugal types. They're good for starters, but eventually you'd want to invest in a better quality. But you should be drinking 2 to 3 8-ounce vegetable juices a day. This is a meal in a glass. And you need to remember that up until about noon every day, your body is in the process of throwing off toxins. So you really don't want to put a lot of food into your system. You want to do your exercising, have your fresh juices. We have a supplement that we take from Howley Acres called Barley Max. It is a high-powered green food that we highly recommend, and you can have a rounded teaspoon of that every day in the morning. And if you're hungry, have some fruit. That's always a good cleanser. And coming up at noontime, you want to have another vegetable juice, and then about 45 minutes to an hour later, prepare yourself a large vegetable salad. Make it filled with greens of different kinds, chard and kale and dark leafy lettuce, and have some cabbage in it if you'd like, but make a large salad. And if you want something afterwards, you could have some nuts that you've soaked overnight. You could have a slice of bread. You can have a sandwich in a pita pocket, a whole wheat bread. But make sure that everything that you eat is as organic as possible. And if you need a snack in the afternoon, you can go on a little bit more fruit or have a nutritional bar. And in the evening, have another very large salad with perhaps a baked potato afterwards.
Okay. After this break, we'll be back with Mary.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise. Call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become real. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to can bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, folks. This is Fearless Radio. My name is Steve Shank. Glad to have you aboard this Sunday afternoon, and we're talking about getting our diet in order. Mary, I got a question for you.
Yes.
For those of us that are not quite mentally ready for such an extreme move of doing, you know, nothing but two salads a day type of thing, and the juicing, one of the things that I've discovered is that it takes a lot of time and effort to do the juicing and everything. Some of the folks are going to need some transition time, and tell us how to do that.
Well, I would say that if someone's not ready to jump on the diet 100%, it's always good to begin eliminating at least one unhealthy food from your diet to begin with. If you want to start with white sugar or white flour, or perhaps dairy products, make some decision as to what would best work for you. And then as your body is detoxing and able to handle a little bit more of a transition, begin to move into another unhealthy food and eliminate that so that before too long you have made some progress on shifting away from the harmful foods to healthy foods.
Okay, now tell me about, now one of the things that we found that was actually, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous indicate that it's very difficult for people to wean themselves off from addictions, and this is, in many respects, some of these foods are
yes,
almost addictions.
Absolutely.
And let's look at the other side of it, you know, going at it from the standpoint of weaning things off. The other possibility is old Doc Christopher had what he called the master cleanse, where you'd take some lemon juice and put into water and put in some cayenne pepper and put in some
maple syrup.
Maple syrup. And you'd go on that. You'd take about 6 ounces of it every hour on the hour, and then some half and half watered down apple juice, 6 ounces of it on the half hour, and go through the day like that. I know that he started out with some prune juice, and oddly enough, I have found in my past that that is a lot sometimes easier than trying to wean yourself off from things a little bit at a time. I don't know. Give me your opinion on what the experience of other folks have had.
Well, I guess it depends on personal preference, but we recommend to people that they just begin to eat right and then let the body begin to heal itself. Otherwise, a person can become quite confused on what cleanse to do and how long, it can become discouraged, especially if they have a heavy detox experience. But eating correctly is the bottom line. And this is one reason we highly recommend the freshly extracted vegetable juices, because they do a tremendous job of cleaning out the body. So you're actually getting two processes happening at once. You're cleaning your body as well as feeding your body, replacing those bad cells with good nutrition, and ending up fortifying the body in such a way that, you know, your whole system begins to wake up, you have more energy, and you start to feel like you're alive again. And this is encouragement to people, because otherwise, detoxing on any long length of time can be very discouraging and discomforting. But when you eat right, your body will automatically cleanse itself, fortify itself, and begin to find its own comfortable weight. You don't have to worry about weight problems. Your body already is adjusting that. And with proper exercise, you know, you just find your right weight. And you don't have to think about it.
I got you. Now, with regard to the juices, I think that for people to extract their own, if you take the average person out there that hasn't been into this and stuff before, what would you suggest as a substitute until they get going and getting a juicer and all that? What do we do tomorrow morning? Can we buy some juice and have a glass of that too?
You can, but you must remember that what you purchase has already been processed. It's been exposed to heat. Howley Acres does carry two products, the Barley Max, which I've mentioned, and the Carrot Juice Max, both of which we carry in our ministry. When you can't juice or don't have time to juice, we use these products because they are live food. You can actually put them in water, and they are a substitute for vegetable juicing. And they are so powerfully nutritious that you can actually survive on them alone. So that's something that your audience might consider, because we must have live food for our live bodies. That's the bottom line.
Okay, we've got another break coming up, and let's get to the other side of this and continue, Mary. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Good.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the system to the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers, 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue, treachery, into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsbrecht.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is Fearless Radio. My name is Steve Shank, and we're on board today. I do need to clarify something with regard to any interest-bearing debts that you're paying on, whether it's your mortgage or your car or some of the credit cards or anything where you're making payments. Please get in touch with the task force at what's the Fearless Task Force, of course. 800-409-5633, or look up on the task force website for debt-free strategies. It's called mydebtfreepath.com. You must make sure that you're dealing with an organization that has your best interest at heart when you're dealing with getting yourselves completely out of debt. And independent is one of the main things that we talk about here on Fearless Radio. Back to you, Mary, on the juices. Let's go back to that.
Yes.
Now, my understanding of the regime that we need to start following tomorrow morning is until noon, you don't want to eat very much because your body is still cleansing.
Correct.
They call it break fast. For a reason, don't they?
Absolutely. Yes, the busy eating house until about 12 noon.
About 12 noon.
Right.
So you want about an 8-ounce glass of a good quality fresh juice. Now, can we cheat on the juice a little bit? Those of us that are just getting into this, can we take some fresh fruits maybe and take the seeds out and hit them with a blender? Will that help?
Yes, you can make yourself a fruit smoothie. That would be good. You can even make what is called a green smoothie. You can combine fruit such as banana or an apple with some greens such as lettuce, romaine lettuce, or some chard or kale, and put in a little bit of water and some spices if you'd like cinnamon or coriander, and blend that up till it's creamy smooth, and enjoy that as far as having that for a meal in the morning, because your body can easily digest that.
Okay. And now I've got to bring up something that has always bothered me about health food, and that's the fact that if you go down to a health food store and get a health food cookbook, it seems like everybody that does that type of thing has the opinion that it has to taste really nasty in order to be good for you. And I know why this is.
Mary, I'm
not going to let you get to me yet, because I know why it is. It's because I'm so toxic from eating all the junk that my tastes have not changed to be able to crave the good food.
Correct.
However, the fact is that if it doesn't taste good to me in my toxic state, I'll never get to the point where I'm cleaned up enough so it will taste good. Help.
Well, eventually, if you begin to do a little bit out of a time, you know, for instance, making that fruit smoothie in the morning, putting good organic foods in that blender, even making raw soups at noon before your salad or at night, vegetable combinations with, for instance, a nice large tomato as a base for that. And you'll begin to see that your taste buds are changing to the point where your body is going to crave those foods, and you're going to develop a taste for broccoli or green chard or whatever. And this is normal. This is natural, and this is the way life should be.
Now, I've got a problem.
Yes.
I'm making you solve all my problems here, right in front of everybody. Now, I got some of the green drink. I accept the concept and the theory behind the green drink, but I got to tell you, I must be really toxic because that tastes like crap to me.
Well, then you're going to have to begin with only a few leaves of greens in it, for instance, in your fruit smoothie.
And I'm talking about the barley. I'm talking about the barley part.
Oh, the barley part. Yes, many people complain that it tastes so bad. Well, if you can't handle the powder, get it in the capsule for beginners. Or you can put your barley in your fruit smoothie. You can do that also.
Now, when you say smoothie, usually that means a milk-based type of thing, and I know you guys don't do dairy. How do you make a smoothie?
Well, we put a banana and maybe an apple, as I said, some greens like chard or kale, into a blender. And I personally like coriander, so I put a nice rounded teaspoon of coriander in, and I blend it up with some water. And it is excellent. And if you want a real taste treat, then put some hemp protein powder in there, or some a little bit of raw almond butter, a tablespoon, and that is one powerfully tasty, delicious, nutritious drink.
Okay, you got to tell me what hemp protein powder is.
Well, this is the industrial hemp, the male version of the plant. Is absolutely tops in nutrition, and it is being restored to our nation. Our forefathers grew hemp as a cash crop because of its nutritional value and industrial value, and now we're seeing hemp protein products on the market, and we use one. It is the seeds of the plant ground up fine. And it is actually a little powder that you can put into your drinks. We put two large scoops into our raw soups or our raw fruit smoothies, and it makes one very rich drink that stays with you a long time.
How are we able to do the hemp when authorities see it as marijuana?
Because that is a confusion of terms. And that goes into a little bit of history, but it's actually the female portion of the plant that has the THLCs or whatever it is, the hallucinogenic properties attached to it. But the industrial hemp does not.
Well, women have always been quite intoxicating to me, so I guess, I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
Well, we all need to re-educate ourselves in many areas of life, and hemp is one of the foods that we began to investigate and come to find out they are so nutritious, and we use them as part of our diet every day. We use hemp oil. We highly recommend people use hemp oil for their essential fatty acid source, much better than flax oil.
So now what I need to be starting to do is my regime tomorrow morning needs to be at least an 8-ounce glass of juice or smoothie or something. And I know that we need to be consuming a lot more water than we're consuming.
Yes.
Give us the regime for water, will you, Mary?
Well, yes. A lot of people say 8 ounces a day. It depends on the person, and you're going to want to drink your water mostly in the morning as your body is detoxing. But if you begin to eat the raw, fresh fruits and vegetables, the water, the natural water content in those vegetables actually helps to take care of the need for the body to have water.
Really? So
yes.
the eight ounce glasses a day is not a standard absolute?
Not necessarily. In fact, George Malkmus doesn't recommend that you drink a whole lot of extra water, but that's George Malkmus. And everybody has to find his own balance. I know personally I drink maybe 30 ounces in the morning before noon.
Okay.
You know,
So some of these gals that are walking around with half-gallon jugs sucking on water all day trying to get a gallon in addition to their food, what's that doing?
Well, it is irrigating their system, but it's not feeding their cells. You see, the natural water content in the live, fresh foods actually feeds the cell. And when you drink a lot of water otherwise, it's actually just facilitating the body to get rid of toxins, but it's not actually feeding the cell. And your cell needs to have some pure distilled water, meaning from the actual food. And that's why you don't want to cook your food, because you're going to cook away the live vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, as well as the oxygen and the water content, so that you end up with just a mass of dead food that won't feed your body.
Interesting. So what about steaming broccoli and cauliflower and things like that?
It's still killing the plant. Much better to take that broccoli, put it in a blender, put a large tomato with it, some onion, garlic, and maybe some celery, and make a raw soup out of it. And there
a
you have...
A raw soup?
Yes. Oh, I'm a raw soup freak. I love raw soups.
Okay, Freaky Mary. give us a... this is sounding much more edible than what I had anticipated. Go ahead. You need to give our listeners and me more contact information. Let's do Mary's phone number again. It's 207-873-7404. And this is the Living Way Ministry. Mary's running the show, and this gal really knows what she's talking about. I'd like to have a bunch of you, any of you that are intent on getting your swell, I'm going to start it first thing tomorrow morning.
Well,
and
Steve,
family's going to start it too.
I'd like your audience to know that we do have a 2-hour radio program on Sunday nights from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight here on the East Coast, and you can access that through our website, liveway.org.
Okay, you can listen to it live from, did you say 10 to 12?
Yes, on the Internet there will be a connection there that will take them to that link.
Okay.
And we give out a lot of information in those 2 hours, and we invite your audience to tune in.
Okay. Folks, we'll be putting this up on our website too, but for now, write it down. You guys, write it backwards on your forehead so you can see it when you shave in the morning. And let's start this. A lot of you out there that are believing what the Fearless Task Force is saying about getting well, we might as well start now. We got just the food and stuff, so tomorrow morning plan on one way or another getting yourself at least 8 ounces of juice and maybe 24 ounces of additional water. Don't eat a whole heck of a lot before noon, and then fix yourself a good old big green salad. Those of you that are, you wives that are helping your husbands, try and pack them something. What about lunches and stuff like that, Mary?
Well, it's easy to pack a salad, and as I say, they can pack a nice whole grain bread or a pita bread for a sandwich. You can make nut loaves. There are many wonderful raw entrees that people can make, some of which we have posted on our website. There are excellent recipe books that are available on our website as well. And in the evening, you know, you can eat something cooked like a vegan casserole or some brown rice or some baked potato. You know, you make it palatable for you so that you're interested in what you're eating. And I guarantee that once you start to feel even a little bit better, you're going to be enthused and you are going to begin to be creative in what you're eating every day. And it sure beats being sick and tired, Steve.
I've got to have salad dressing, kid.
Oh.
Now, one of the things, Bragg, you know Paul Bragg?
Yes.
Their salad dressing is absolutely delightful. And do you have that recipe there, or should I try and do it by memory?
Well, I would say do that by memory.
Okay.
We basically just put hemp oil on our salads for dressing.
See, I'm not ready for that. Well, what I need for what I do is the Bragg recipe, and if the health food stores have Paul Bragg stuff, he's dead
right
now, but he lived forever. But
yeah.
Anyway. And he's still doing the same thing on the other side that he was doing here. But anyway.
He certainly blessed many people.
You take some good organic vinegar and some good organic olive oil and toss in some organically grown honey and whatever seasonings and things. You shake them up, and it just makes a delightful, tasteful, flavorful salad dressing for those of us that aren't ready for just the... Now, I've got an 11-year-old kid that, you know, when we go and we order salad, what he has him bring oil and limes. He squeezes
yep
lime on it. This is an 11-year-old kid. He's weird.
He's smart.
I know. So you just use the hemp oil.
Yes.
For those of us that aren't ready for just straight hemp oil on greens, you got a suggestion?
Well, we have used many combinations of lemon juice and olive oil with herbs and garlic. That's a very simple one. And shake it up in a jar and make it the proportion that is pleasing to you. And, of course, you can add a tomato to that, a little bit of tomato, or basically... begin to just experiment, and you'll find that you'll come up with combinations that taste good to you. And you want
to just like go ahead
and just develop them in a direction that feels comfortable. But people must have the essential fatty acids in their diet. They have to have the omega threes and sixes in order to regulate their body cells.
Where's
very
that come
important.
From
the hemp
from?
Oil, flax oil, sunflower and safflower oil. And basically realize that you have to have at least 1 or 2 tablespoons of that kind of oil per day.
Okay.
Otherwise,
how storable is that, Mary?
Well, put it in the refrigerator and just eat it along. I wouldn't buy caseloads at once.
Yeah, okay. Okay, back after this break, folks.
World World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesandMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and entering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural homeopathic time-tested remedies, SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategy costs you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, folks. Fearless Radio. This is Steve Shank. I have Mary with me from Living Way Ministries. She's working with health and nutrition, and she's starting us all out on getting our bodies back in shape where they need to be, the way they were intended to function. Mary, now, I know that I'm a pain in the neck because I always think I know something when I have a guest on. I would like, we don't have a whole lot of time, but I would like you to take the last few minutes of the program and fill in the stuff that I interrupted you on and that you needed to get said so that you can feel like this was a positive experience for you.
Well, I don't know if I really can add to that other than to say that people just need to launch out and by faith really move into this healthy lifestyle, because if we don't become strong now, we never will. And when we left meat and seafood and dairy products behind, you know, so many people said, oh, my goodness, how could you ever do that? I can't live without my steak. Well, we feel it was a privilege that our Heavenly Father told us the truth about these products so that we could actually be delivered from harm, knowing what is happening with enhanced meats and dairy products being contaminated and how our food is now being grown. We need to be mindful of how to well take care of ourselves so that we can be self-sufficient as much as possible, and we can be strong, and that our food can become our medicine. You know, we got to the point where we were taking handfuls of supplements a day, and how much more can you afford to take all of these supplements. We learned eat properly, and then you don't need all of those other supplements. And this is the key, and that's why we must get off the standard American diet, start eating those raw, fresh fruits, vegetables, seeds, nuts, and whole grains in order to realize our health. It's not difficult, but it is a choice that we either make or don't make. And I would much rather give up meat, dairy, seafood, and processed food and to enjoy the quality of health that I do every day, have the energy that I have to accomplish the tasks that I love to do and help other people like your audience understand the basic principles that we don't have to be sick.
How old are you, Mary?
I'm going to be 60 this week.
How do your knees feel?
How
do your knees feel when you go up and down stairs?
Oh, they're wonderful. I have energy that doesn't quit.
I did a cleanse about 2 years ago, and within the second day of the cleanse, I noticed that I didn't realize that my knees hadn't been working very well before,
mm-hmm.
but I realized that when I went upstairs, and I had been on the cleanse for about 2 days, and I noticed that there was a noticeable difference that I had known wasn't there.
Isn't that great?
The folks. Yep. It's there. Mary, I so much appreciate your coming on.
And well, thank
I want you. To stay in touch. I want you to stay in touch with us. We're going to track this thing.
Wonderful.
And I'm going to go on it, and I hope some of the listeners will start getting going at it, and we'll do an update each week as we have our program.
Wonderful. I'll be praying for you all.
Thank you much, Aunt Mary. I appreciate you. And folks, you've got to understand one thing. In all of our learning and all of our wisdom, there's one solution to everything. And that's, if it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never, ever free. Same time, same place. Next week, we love you all.
It's true.